Now we just saw the probe assembly start to come loose now as Neil Armstrong is...
Apollo 11 Houston, it's a pretty good show here. It looks like you almost got the probe out.
Yeah, it's loose now. Can you see that?
Roger, Neil's really good.
Not much light up in that area, but apparently the TV says it picked it up.
There are some bright spots shining on the probe, apparently sun shafting on it, that just gets just about enough to, for us to make it out. Over.
Yeah, I think those are the tunnel lights.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Okay, it's loose now. Coming down.
Roger. Looks like it's a little bit easier than doing that in the chamber.
You bet. The only way to take it easy is pretty massive, but it goes where you direct it.
11 Houston, that's a beautiful picture now we've got. We're looking at a 12-second delay, and to us, you're just bringing it down by the optics now.
Mike must have done a smooth job in that dock, and there isn't a dent or a mark on the probe.
Rog. We're really getting a great picture here, 11, over. In Houston, with a 12-foot cable, we estimate you should have about 5 to 6 feet excess when you get it, the camera into the limb, over.
Roger.
We can see the probe now. A correction, the drove.
Roger. Drug removal is coming next.
Roger. As we suspected.
Once removal of the drogue is completed, they will have access to the LEM hatch and be able to go into the tunnel.
Houston, that was a good view of the storage area under the couch. 11 Houston, looks like it's pretty crowded in there with that drogue, over.
Oh, it's not really bad. This TV cable is getting in the way.
We see lots of arms. He doesn't really have a union card there. We can't really complain too much, I guess.
This unscheduled television transmission has now run about 18 minutes, and we have no estimate at this point as to how long it will continue. Mike Collins reported that it would we would go ahead with a regularly scheduled one when they are in the LEM.
Apollo 11 Houston, do you have a little white dot in the bottom of your monitor, on TV monitor, over?
Roger, we do.
Roger, I guess part of the camera's been burned out down there. These are really beautiful pictures now, Buzz, over. Real clear.
Okay, we might have got just a little bit of sun in there. Is it just one small white dot?
That's primitive.
Good view here of the computer display and keyboard assembly with the green lights flashing.
We've been up in the tunnel checking the roll angle, Charlie, and it's 2.05 degrees.
Roger, copy, 2.05 on the roll cal.
And that's a plus.
Roger, plus.
Reference to the roll cal or roll calibration index marker in the tunnel, which shows how far off exact zero the two vehicles were when the docking occurred.
11 Houston, the tunnel looks pretty clear to us. Somebody going up there now. Over.
All right, Mike's checking his connectors up there now.
Roger. 11 Houston, the lighting up in there looks very good to us at this time. Over.
I think that's mostly the camera. It's subdued, to say the least.
Roger, it's gathering pretty well to us. We see everything quite clearly up in there.
No, the docking latches look good today, just like they did yesterday. Everything up in there looks just fine.
That sounds fine to us, over.
Mike Collins reporting there on the appearance of the docking latches.
Houston, we can even read the decals up there on the limb hatch.
Well, let me zoom it up and see how much you can read.
Okay. We can see the limb umbilical connection quite well there, Buzz. You see you're zooming in on one of the decals now that to reset unlatch handle, latch behind grip and pull back two full strokes. That's about all we can make out.
You got an A+.
Thank you very much, sir. At least I passed my eye test.
I'm standing 6 feet from it, Charlie, and you can read it better than I can. There's something wrong with the system.
Roger.